welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
We have a great poem today. Listeners should pay attention because you've chosen a poem that actually provides some very useful information about COVID-19 testing. We all have been using these tests. We know a fair amount about the typical tests, but these diagnostic tests for COVID can show you, obviously, if a person has active COVID-19 infection and whether steps are needed to take to quarantine or to isolate from others, et cetera. These samples for diagnostic tests are typically collected with a nose or a throat swab. And as listeners will know, that is not something that our patients enjoy. For months, we've been using a PCR testing for SARS-CoV-2. This is a test that detects RNA specific to the virus, and it can detect the virus within days of infection, even when a person has no symptoms. Turnaround time is generally, at least at this point, 2 to 3 days. It was much longer, not terribly long ago, but usually you can get a test back in a couple of days. So rapid COVID antigen testing, often referred to just as the rapid test, detects protein fragments specific to the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2. This rapid test can be used to confirm or rule out COVID-19 infections, and there are some huge advantages if they work. They're portable, so you can do them anywhere. They're easy to perform. You don't need like special equipment and a special technician. They're pretty inexpensive, and you can get the results while you wait, usually within 10 or 15 minutes. So the question is obviously, how accurate are these things? You found a great poem for us. It was published in the MMWR just recently in 2021. For those of you that follow the MMWR, want to Google it, it starts on page 1642. Mark, it attempts to address the issue of how accurate these tests are.
Yeah, and I think the answer is it depends. And this study was from the University of Wisconsin. They've got a long history of doing excellent work on viral illnesses and viral respiratory infections, John Tempty and Bruce Barrett and the group there. And also they have the state lab on their campus as well, the state epi lab, which is very highly regarded. So they identified about 1,100 paired mid-turbinates nasal swabs at two universities in Wisconsin between September and October 2020. 870 were from asymptomatic folks and 227 from symptomatic participants. Most of the samples were from students, but there was a sprinkling of older staff and faculty as well. So that's one limitation, is the sample was maybe not completely typical. Everybody had one swab tested using PCR, and which was the reference standard, and one swab using the Sofia SARS antigen fluorescent immunoassay from Quidel, widely used rapid antigen test. Total of 2% of the swabs from the asymptomatic participants were positive for COVID-19 on PCR, compared to 18% of the symptomatic participants. What they found was that specificity was pretty much identical, 98 to 99% for the rapid antigen test. So very high specificity, but sensitivity was only 80% for the symptomatic patients and only 40% for asymptomatic persons. Of the 21 positive rapid antigen tests in asymptomatic persons, two-thirds of them were false positives. And that's because when you have a relatively rare condition, 2% prevalence, you're going to, even if you have good specificity, you still have a lot of false positives. And so if you do have an asymptomatic person and for some reason you do a rapid antigen test, which I don't advise, you need to confirm the positives with a PCR and not just assume that they're infected. In the symptomatic population, the positive and negative predictive values were 94 and 96%, so much more useful in symptomatic patients. I'm actually doing a meta-analysis of this topic of how well these tests work in real-world settings, not sort of pristine laboratory FDA settings. And we found very similar results and also found that the sensitivity drops way off after the first week. So I think these rapid antigen tests, bottom line, they're very specific. They're pretty sensitive. They're pretty good in terms of sensitivity in the first week in symptomatic patients. But They are very unreliable in asymptomatic patients and will miss most people who are infected.
First of all, a great example of basic epidemiology in terms of sensitivity and specificity and what happens when you have a specific test, but rare conditions. So thanks for that background. So are there times, Mark, that that you think we should be using this test?
Well, I mean, I think it can be used in, like I said, symptomatic patients in the first week. You know, you could, if you think about beyond the first week, the sensitivity drops way off, but that's because the antigen levels that are being, you know, excreted go way down, you know, so there's just less antigen and those folks are probably less infectious and it's less important to detect them. We don't know so much about the asymptomatic people there. It depends on where they are in their infection. Probably asymptomatic persons who are maybe early in their infection probably are more likely to be infectious. So, you know, I think they have a role and they can be very convenient. But I wouldn't rely on them to, you know, screen patients for events or things like that because of their low sensitivity in asymptomatic folks.
We'll talk to you again in a week.
All right. See you.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.